Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 9.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative Wheatley. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and acknowledge that each day is a gift from you. We pray your blessings on the body of representatives. Please grant us wisdom. Make within each of us a heart that loves both those we serve and those we serve with, so that our actions this day and every day will be acceptable to you. We lift up our leadership and ask that you give them a special anointing that they might direct us in your path and to the benefit of the citizens of the state of North Carolina. We thank you for the support staff, especially, Lord, those who protect us and keep us safe. Bless them and keep them safe. We also ask, Lord, that you protect our families while we are away. We pray, too, for our nation and those appointed to lead us. Use them, O Lord, to fulfill your plan for us and bring us into a right relationship with your will. Finally, Father, give us vision to see the right in the things we are asked to consider and the courage and character to do it. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative Torbett is recognized.
Madam Speaker, the journal for February 8th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Thank you. Representative Torbett moves that the journal for February 8th be approved as written. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it and the journal is approved as written. Introduction of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representative Pierce, House Joint Resolution 58, Honor Douglas Young, former member.
Referred to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Humphrey, Farkas, Candy Smith, and Kristen Baker, House Bill 59, Food Commercialization Funds.
Referred to appropriations of favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Cleveland, Moore, Shepherd, and McElrath, House Bill 60, Carolina Museum of the Marine Fund.
Referred to appropriations of favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives White, Potts, and Lambeth, House Bill 61, Local Communicable Disease Program Fund.
Referred to appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Cleveland, Warren, Clampett, House Bill 62, Government, Immigration, Compliance, and Joint Ordinances.
Referred to Judiciary 1, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Hodister, Clemens, Harrison, and Faircloth, House Bill 63, Greensboro Holocaust Memorial Funds.
Referred to appropriations of favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Are there any notices or announcements? Seeing none, Representative Torbett is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn.
Representative Torbett, excuse me, I did not see Representative Hurley. She has an announcement. Representative Hurley, I'm sorry.
Point of personal privilege, please.
Please go.
Okay. Governor Cooper has declared court reporter and captioning week for February the 6th through the 13th. And as a former deputy clerk of Superior Court in Randolph County, I rise today to recognize the invaluable service that our court reporters provide to the North Carolina court system. The court reporter is the guardian of the record for court proceedings all across our great state. Their job is to accurately capture everything said in the courtroom. While they seldom are recognized for their efforts, they are ever present in our courtrooms. They can be found sitting in the front of the chamber, listening intently. They can be seen gently asking for clarification of what was said should some distraction occur. They must be present throughout the entire trial, and even after that, their work is not complete. Some court reporters also provide real-time translation to judges and attorneys. Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, court reporters have been considered essential personnel and have continued with their work both live and remotely so that the administration of justice can continue. I would like to take a moment to thank these tireless state employees for their hard work and diligence and to recognize the important contribution that they provide to our state's court system. I don't know how they do it, but their little fingers run wild over the computer. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Pearlie. I'm sorry I didn't see you before. Any other notices or announcements? I can't hear him. For what purposes does the representative from Wake County, Representative Jones, rise?
I rise to comment on the last item that this came forward about court reporters.
You're recognized to speak to one personal privilege.
Thank you. As a former Superior Court judge, I just wanted to commend us for recognizing the court reporters, and everything that you read about them is absolutely accurate and true, and I just want to commend that, and I thank you for that recognition for them. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any other notices and announcements? Seeing none, Representative Torbett, you're recognized, and I'm sorry for giving you a little glitch there.
My pleasure, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, February the 10th at 3 p.m., subject to standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Torbett moves, seconded by Representative Wheatley, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, February the 10th at 3 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
Special message from the Senate. The following special message is received from the Senate. Senate Bill 37, second edition, a bill to be entitled an act to provide access to in-person learning for students in grades kindergarten through 12. This bill is read a first time, and Senate Bill 37 is referred to the Committee on Education K-12. If favorable, the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.